and welcome to Sweden. Today we'll speak about Sweden's independence that counts 500 years, June 2023. Why and how did it come about? Let's listen to the story.
This year, June 2023, marked truly a jubilee for Sweden. 500 years of independence. It was accompanied by official celebrations and concerts. Let's see where the tradition began. What exactly happened then? 6th of June, 1523, Gustav Vasa was elected King of Sweden in the city Strängnäs, 59 kilometers west of Stockholm. With Gustav Vasa elected, Sweden left the so-called Kalmar Union with Denmark and Norway and once again became independent. During King Gustav Vasa's rule, the Protestant Reformation was introduced and Sweden will also lay the foundation of the strong central government for the centuries to come. But let's have a closer look at how and when June 6 became a national holiday. The original idea of June 6 celebration came from Arthur Hazelius, who founded the Skansen Open Air Museum in Stockholm, and the celebration originated in the 1890s. At the 1893 World Fair in Chicago, Sweden presented Midsummer Day as a form of Swedish National Day. So in the 1890s, Sweden celebrated the occasion twice a year. In 1916, 6th of June became Swedish Flag Day, celebrating the fact that Sweden had acquired its own flag following the dissolution of the Union with Norway in 1905. The tradition of celebrating this date began in 1916 at the Stockholm Olympic Stadium in honor of the election of King Gustav Vasa. Since 1983, Sweden has officially celebrated its national day on 6 June. Prior to 1983, the day was celebrated as the Swedish Flag Day. At that time, the day was named the Swedish National Day by the Parliament of Sweden. In 2004, the Swedish Parliament voted to make it a public holiday. That decision took decades to reach. Various proposals had been discussed under a succession of governments. In 2005, it became an official Swedish public holiday, replacing Whit Monday. This change led to fewer days off from work, more working days, as 6 June will periodically fall on the weekend. Until Whit Monday, which was always celebrated on a Monday. Among new traditions that have emerged since National Day, Turn Red Day is an invitation from the king to the public to visit large parts of Swedish palace all day without the usual entry fees. All in all, it is greatly celebrated across the country, accompanied by different festivals and events. Nevertheless, today it is even important to carry a spirit of independence and strong democratic values further.
Thank you for this interesting episode. Indeed, not all countries have a national day, and not all countries have such strong and long-lived roots in the democratic traditions and values. Let's see it as an inspiration to continue that in our everyday life.